Mem Zayin Amud Beis, 94, Halacha Beis. Okay, nice easy Gemara tonight. Nafalon Achasim. It really is. If you have to prepare your bavas in the morning, you were looking forward to something easy at night.
Even
your bavas from Shalmi is easy. Yeah. Nafalon you're right. It really strikes home that the Yavamas Yerushalmi was easier than Bavli. I mean, I guess there are the passages, but really. Nafalon Achasim Mishini says, the property fell to a woman after she got married. Fully married, right? Chupan Kiddushin. Eluv Eilam Modim, everybody agrees, the Amorayim, the Tanayim previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yudan Ram Gamliel, they agree. She machav enough that if she sells that property, the husband extricates that property from the people who bought from her, because it's totally under his jurisdiction. Even though after she gets divorced, the widow, it goes back to her, but during the marriage, it's totally under his jurisdiction. Okay? There are questions like this. Actually, he says the property fell to her before while she was betrothed, after Kiddushin, but before Nisuin, before the Chuppah. Venice says, and then she underwent the Chuppah. And Gamliel married Imachav Anos Nakaim. Gamliel says, if she sells and gives that property, even after she's married, fully married, Kayam, that's a valid transaction on her part. She retains rights to that. Amra Chineb and Akaiv, Chineb and Akaiv said, Amra and Gamliel, said in front of Gamliel, how can you say the Torah was Zocha B'isha? When he acquires the woman, Lozachim, the husband doesn't acquire the property. So he said to him, Al Chadashim Anu Boshim, we are embarrassed that property that she gets after she's fully married, her husband has complete jurisdiction. El Shatem Magalgli Malena Sayishanim, you're requiring us even to give full jurisdiction to the husband on property which fell to her before she got fully married. Gamliel seems to be more forward-thinking in his social legislation. He says it's true that the property she gets after marriage, full marriage, that he has jurisdiction over. But he wants to eliminate from his jurisdiction the property which she gets before she's fully married, even after she's betrothed. Okay? Says Anantina, we learned in our Mishnah, the way to learn our Mishnah is mocheres v'nosenes kayom. Mocheres v'nosenes v'kayom. Gornan Gamliel, not only b'dieved, but even l'chatchila, property which fell to her during the period of her betrothal, she can sell after she's fully married. Okay? Even l'chatchila, right? Tanya Rebchia taught us in the bright, so lo tim korva, lo titain, he argues. He says that even Gornan Gamliel, it's only b'dieved. The Chatchila, you know, before the fact, she may not sell and may not give the property which fell to her while she was betrothed. Only after the fact, the Machro, the Nusta, if she did so, Kayim, then it is sustained. Amrei V'chayim ben Akavir, Chayim ben Akavir said, Lo Kene Shimon Gamliel. When Gamliel did not respond, as is recorded in our Mishnah, that we're embarrassed about the property which fell to her after marriage, after full marriage, that she has no jurisdiction over. We're not going to give him full jurisdiction over property which fell to her during the period of betrothal. Not like that, did Rabbi Gamliel respond, as is recorded in the Mishnah. Elakeni Shivan, this is how Rabbi Gamliel responded. He said, Loi Mamarta Barusa. Do not compare the case where she, do not compare our case, where the property fell to her when she was only betrothed. Where at which point in life Shaino Zakai, the husband, is not yet entitled, Lobim Tsiosa, not to think she finds, Philo Masia, there, nor to think she produces, Philo Bafer, nor may he annul her vows. So probably when she falls to that type is not similar Tomar that you can compare it, that you can say that it's comparable to Nesuah, the property which fell to when she's fully married. Shuzaka and Mitzios, at which time he's allowed to keep the things she finds. Uvamaisia Dan is allowed to keep her handiwork. Ubafin Adran is allowed to annul her vows. Vat moide lanu. I'm sorry. Master that forest and door. Amalo, so they said to him, look. That's Rav Gamliel said. They said to Rav Gamliel, Hare ad shaloni says, v'ni says tochiach. Let's talk about what happens when she gets married. There's a difference. Let's talk about property which fell to her before she got married, when she was betrothed, before full marriage, then got full marriage. After all, the full marriage is the turning point. That's what makes her, him, zakai b'mtziyasa, entitled to things she finds. Umay said there, and her handiwork. Umay and to annul her vows. So, ad moide lanu, and you agree that the property which fell to her before she is betrothed, after she's fully married, according to the way Rabbi Chiya read the Mishnah, you agree that l'chatchila she shouldn't sell. You agree to us about that, because you agree to us that there's a distinction between before full marriage and after full marriage. And that just like the distinctions based on what she finds and what she produces and so on and so forth, so too there should be a distinction in what she can do with her property, that at least the chatchila she shouldn't sell it, if not b'dieved, right? So if that's the case, why don't you concede to us the next step and concede to us that she can't sell it at all? Says, no, not true. I draw a line. Amlem kachani moidelachem. I only concede to you up to that point. Shlo tim kor v'lo titein, that it's preferable not for not to sell and not to give, but in mocha v'nasta kayim. If she did it, b'dieved, it's over, that's the state. Asa uvdu kum rabbi'ah, good evening. Asa, you don't know what you're missing in the morning. Asa uvdu kum rabbi'ah.
I think I do though.
How come the Gemara doesn't use the analogy of a Bas Kohen who is still keeping the Truma while she's betrothed for the full marriage?
She can't.
I thought she...
She loses that right.
She doesn't eat in her father's house?
No. No. Once she's Arusa to a Yisrael, she loses that right.
Oh. So then, why
didn't
the Gemara use it the other way around?
Yeah, because all this legislation, I'll tell you why. Because that's the Raisa. And all this legislation, a woman is deprived of her property rights only the Rabbanim. The Torah never deprived women of their property rights. This whole concept, Mashukon Seisha Konobala, what a woman buys her husband rights, the rabbis deprived her of it. And then they gave it back to her, you know, little by little, under certain circumstances. So they can't really argue from a deraisa, okay, like that, like Vascoi. They can say, well, marriage is more of a relationship than a therefore you should have more jurisdiction. But since this whole concept is the rabbana, because deraisa, the only thing a man acquires when he acquires a woman is her issues, you know, her rights to perform pruvu with her. Right? That's the only thing he acquires. Now, he acquires that, you know, with a lock hold, right? Because he can divorce her. She can divorce him. But everything else, she's really midoraisa. There's no ownership of her. So it's all derabbanim. Okay? So that's why they didn't bring such comparisons. So, name it, Asa'uv du Kumi Rabbi Ami. A case came from Rabbi Ami. And of a woman who sold the property which she brought into the marriage but fell to when she was betrothed. So according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel, it's okay, but the evidence at least is legit. According to Rabbanan, it's not okay, it's not legit. So he said, Rabbi said, Amar lo Rabbi ben Gamliel chidi, is not an individual opinion. We don't rely upon him, and therefore her sale is null and void. Masisim Sile, there's a brisa which indicates which agrees with Rabbi Ami, Upayilavi, and argues with him, but not in a way which renders him ineffective, only in a very minor point, and the Gemara is going to bring them down. What's the mission? The mission says, Rabbi Seinu Chazu v'nimnu, our rabbis return and voted, v'horu v'horu, and they paskin, the Chazim Shinafu Achelon, he says that property which fell to her before she got married, fully married, in other words, when she was betrothed without chuppah yet, and he says then she got a chuppah afterwards, Shalotim Karvalotitain, she may not sell them nor give them as gifts. Nimachav Nasa, if she gave them or sold them again as gifts, Mechra Batel, the kid's sale is null void. Now, Messiah lay Mechra Batel. The fact that it says her sale is null void, that's like Rabbi Ami, who said we don't possibly want Gamliel. Pleal of it, there's a little bit of an aspect which is a machlokas here, how it's that Rabbi Seinu Chazu Vahayhu V'nimnu. It says that our rabbis returned and voted and came to this conclusion. It sounds like it's not before Rabbi Gamliel, before the rabbis returned the vote, so they agreed with Gamliel. At least they didn't disagree with him enough that they should prosecute against him. Rabbi Yami was under the impression that the rabbis from the get-go disagreed with Rabbi Gamliel, and they were the majority that we possibly like them. This price indicates that from the get-go they did not disagree with him. It's only later that they came to the conclusion that they argued with him and decided to cancel his position. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yami was correct in that we paskin that even if she sells, even b'dievet, if she sold, if she gave, it's not a valid transaction. The husband has the right to revoke it. Okay? Rabbi Shimon Cholek, Rabbi Shimon draws a distinction, an interesting distinction. But in the chasim, you do the chasim and the chasim between property and property. The chasim, how you do it? Property which is known unto the labal, to the husband, lo tim chos, she may not sell. The imachav nasa, if she sold or gave, batel, it's null and void. Shein yidui labal, however, the husband does not know about the property. Lo tim chos, she, you know, it's her Swiss bank account. Well, Timkar, she may not sell it, b'machrokas, she shouldn't give it to her husband. But, b'machrokas, she did sell it or give it, kaim is a valid transaction. Okay? So all women should keep Swiss bank accounts. Okay? That's what it comes about. I'm Rabbi Yochan. What's the property known to him? What's the property unknown to him? So Rabbi Yochan proposes that nechasim yiduin labal, what's known to the husband, elukarkos, that's real estate. And therefore, herself that knows the void. Shane in the bow that without does not know the husband, Ela Metalti, and that's chattel, owned objects. And there, her sale is valid. Okay? Rabbi Yisrachin Amar, slightly different dichotomy, as a matter of fact, one which we would find more in line with Pashup Shat. The Chosme de Ela Bow, those who are known to the husband, Ela Shinuflo Bishus Abow. Those who are known to the husband because they fell to her on his watch. You know, she inherited them when she was already her husband. Well, actually, I take it back. When the husband is around and knows about it happening. She'enon yadu ba'al, those are not known to the husband. Ela shenavla, those which fell to her. U'ba'al anasim dinas ayam, conveniently when her husband was in Chutz Laretz. So she never, what he doesn't know can't hurt him. Right.
Something about Rabbi Yochanan, isn't it based upon like coal, the idea of carcass coal or something?
I would assume so. Yeah. The carbon eight of those says like different carbon eight and Moshe say that when he married her with the intent of getting her real estate. He didn't marry her with the intent of getting all her objects. And it's kind of like Das Abal, that he has in mind real estate and not objects. Anyway, so it says in Marm Messiah, Masisa Messiah, Rabbi Yisrochina, the Bryce which says Rabbi Yisrochina, which makes the same dichotomy. He did Elu and the Chosim Shein Yadun Labal, which is property that is not known to husband, Elu Shinofu of that which felt him, Uval and Nasim Yam, when the husband is the Chutzlars. Nofu and the Chosim, what if they felt her money, cash? So interesting what we do with it. Yilakach Bem Karka, we buy with it land, real estate, Vlok appears and he eats the fruit. Becomes like Nirsei Milok. Peros Atlushim Minakarka, if that felter fruit which is already harvested from the ground, same thing, Yilakach Bem Karka, we buy with them grow of land, Vlok appears and he eats the fruit. Peros Mukhobar, what if she did felter fruit which is connected to the ground? Some Rameir Meir said, show me no some kama in Yofim Beperos. We reckon how much land is worth which with fruit. Kayavi lo peres, how much the land is worth without fruit. Umosar, and the difference, yilkochbem karka, that's her value. You use it to buy land, vlocha peres, and he eats the fruit. Not true. Peres amuchu barim bakarka, if the fruit is connected to the ground, shalom, then it is his. But Lushmir Garga, that which is set for the ground, the time of marriage, or the time of foster, Ilokachben Garga, not time of marriage, time of foster after marriage, I apologize about that. That which is set for the ground, that's hers, so Ilokachben Garga, use it to buy land, Vuoko bears, and he eats the fruit of the land. Okay? Says Mara, would seem Am Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Yirmiya says to Rabbi Meiri. Why must he go like Rabbi Meir? Why must he go like Rabbi Meir? The Rabbi Meir oven mechubarim kedusha. Rabbi Meir looks at grapevines which are full of fruit, and says that they're considered to be as if they're severed from the ground. And the case which he's talking about, it's a case in Masechta Shavuos where the question is whether you have to take an oath on grapevines full of laden with grapes. Of course, you never take oaths on that which is connected to the ground. But if the grapes are fully developed on the grapevines, they're considered to be severed from the ground. Therefore, a mayor allows you to take a shvua, right?
Does he apply that also by
act? I don't remember. It's possible. Do you have a recollection of that?
No. It's intriguing. Old question of the plants sticking out of the kotel.
No, that won't help for this.
Why not?
You'll see. Okay. Won't help. Won't be relevant. So, in any event, so I must be. There must be there are mitzvahs going like Rabbi Meir, because our Rabbi Meir here in our mishnas l'shitaso, because he says that we look at the peres mechubarim lekarka as if they are considered to be as if they're considered to be severed from the ground. That's why he said we reckon them. And we give her the value. So it says more, Amr Rav Asi, Rav said, V'lo Shmiya, have you not heard the Ma'ar Rav Yisrael, Chiyan, that which Rav Yisrael said, Lo Ma'ar Rav Meir, Meir only said that Peres B'chubarim L'karka, stuff which can't ground is considered as if it's Tlushim, as if it's severed from the ground, Ella, very famous qualification, appears in the Bavli as well, Ella B'chom Ha'medes V'kotzer, where the grain is ready to harvest. Ukfanim dosi batzer, that's why it's not relevant to the moss and the kosa. Ukfanim om dosi batzer, and grapevines which are about to be harvested. Hashachas, but if it's grain which is still young, shachas means animal fodder, but that's young grain. Young grain, which is not about to harvest it, lo, that's not going to be severed. Begom yet here, hochafilu shachas, here I mer even reckons that fruit, that shachas, that animal fodder is considered to be severed, and therefore it's used for her benefit to buy her land from which you eat the fruit. Rabbi Yirmiya boy, Rabbi Yirmiya asked, Takam Achafa, she does it right, Meir? Contradiction, right, Meir? Sweet, seems to exchange opinion. Tamon meaning? No. Well, you shall me. Tamon means here. Here, lo avan
mechafa. It could be there also.
Right?
Sometimes
Tamon
is there.
Sometimes you're right. Tamon, lo avin mechubarim. Oh, no, you know? You're right. I worked it wrong. Sorry. I don't know why. I was so sure the Ujami does it backwards, but they learned. They wrote Khan and Shalom backwards, but it's not true. You're right. Here, Tamon, lo avin mechubarim kedushim. By Shvua, he only made, my mistake, sorry. You're right, I'm wrong. Tama lo avam mechubar kedushin there by Shvua, unless it's about to be severed from the ground, unless it's about to be harvested, he said that which is connected to the ground is not considered to be seized as if it's severed. But hacha here, avam mechubar kedushin says even animal fodder, even if it's very early in the stage of its growth, it's considered to be as if it's disconnected from the ground. How come? So Rabbi Yochanan said, I tell you, you got it wrong. Lo's Rabbi Meir Ovin Mechubar Kedushin. So Rabbi Meir says that which is connected to the ground is as if it's severed. Ella, rather, imata roe kama ktura. The way the rabbis look, they're looking through special glasses. And the sides look at it like this. If you see grain as if it's harvested, right? Then it's superior, better for the woman. Saw the shalonis raw, if you see a field, because she should get that harvest. Saw the shalonis raw, if it's not yet been planted at all, or you see so as if it's not been planted at all, then miat miapikocha shalish. You see, say it's better for the man, right? Because you give him the entire whatever is not planted, you give to him. So therefore, in this case over here, kam oisiyavet shalonizra, if we have to reckon how much of it was worth before it was planted, the kam now and vice versa, and versus kam yavet mishnizra, versus how much it's worth when it is planted, ad shalonizra itava chad dinar. Now, when before it was planted, it was worth one dinar. Mishnizra yavet trein dinarin, and now that it's planted, it's worth two dinar. So we don't know how to look at it, because if we look at it as if it's not yet planted, so it'd be like his. If we look at it as if it's already planted and fully grown, so it's like hers. So what we do is a compromise. What we do is also dina yilokach b'em karka. The difference between its value fully grown and its value empty, right, is a dinar. So we take that dinar to buy a land, vuelcha peres, which belongs to the woman, and he eats the fruit during the lifetime of their marriage. So it's kind of a compromise. It's not really, we see things like mechubra, like tolush, in the sense, of the literal sense, which has to do with the mesech to shvua. So you can only take a shvua on something which is not mechubra l'karka. So if mechubra l'karka, you can't take a shvua. Here it's how do we look at it from the perspective, again, since these are all the rabbanos, how do we look at it from the perspective of the benefit of the wife and the benefit of the husband? So we say, if it's fully grown, even if it's, regardless of what it's about to be harvested or not, we look at it as if it's the wife's. Because if felt are fully grown and fruit is hers, so we look at it as its wife. If it's not fully grown, if it's not grown at all, actually, we look at the husband's, because actually he has the rights to land as long as they're married. And there's no real fruit on it, so or the fruit is very small, so then we give it to him. If we have stuff which is somewhat grown, and we can draw a distinction between its value now and its value later on, right, its value now is one, its value later on will be two. So the difference is the dinar between the two. We split them among the two of them. To buy land, which he can eat the fruit, and she gets the land. And the reason we do that is because in this stage, in the middle stage, we don't know exactly how to reckon to whom should go. So what we do is we look at it as if it has two stages in it. The stage where it is now, and the stage where it will be when it's fully grown, right? So therefore, where it is now, up to where it is now, that the husband gets. What it will advance now till it's fully grown, that goes to the wife. Because we reckon that value, we buy with that value land for which he eats the fruit, but she has the care and the principle, which is the best we can do in giving the wife an advantage. Of course, we never give her absolute outright jurisdiction on the fruit during the life of the marriage, so what we do is just to put the land in escrow for her. Okay? Halacha, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mokum Shiyam Bekocha Piknisoso. In a place where it's advantageous to him when they go into the marriage, so it's disadvantageous to him at the end of the marriage, literally when they go out. The place where he has less capacity when they go into marriage, he has more capacity and more strength when they go out of marriage. How does it work? Those things which are connected to the ground, when they go into the marriage, shalom, which is good for him. But when they go out of the marriage, shalom, they belong to her, that's good for her. He can't go and cut down all her cherry trees just before divorcing her, right? And vice versa, that which is severed from the ground, shalom, when they go into marriage, it's hers, which is to her benefit. But when they go out of marriage, shalom, it's his, i.e., at that point, anything which is harvested already belongs to him. Okay? Now, nice Gemara here. At Omar, you said, Miknisasa Shalom. When they go into marriage, it's his, meaning the fruit which is connected to the ground. Sounds like Machroson, if she sold them, ain't a Machurim. It's not a valid sale. Nasan Loris, if she gave the land to a sharecropper, since it's not really his, whom is Shtabi Menu, the husband gets the advantage of it. Asasasam Bikurim, if she makes her fruit Bikurim in this land, since she no longer has really rights to the Bikurim, lo kodeshu, they're not made holy. On the other hand, Adon Rabitzi Yosef Shalah, on the way out, the stuff connected to the ground is hers. So at that point, Machar Osan, if he sold them at that point, Emachorim is not a valid sale. Nasnan Laris, make able to sharecropper, he Mishtab Menu, she gets the advantage of that deal. She gets the profits. Also some Bikurim, what if he made them Bikurim? This is actually a new case. Also, some bikurim means what if a guy made his wife's I'm not so sure about this. I think.
Isn't it just the analogous situation with the previous?
No. I'm pretty sure this is. If he made Bikurim any time, he had no intent of divorcing her, and he had no intent of dying. But he has fruit, he has a land which he has from his wife. It's his wife's land. He has the right to peros. Can you bring Bikurim on those peros? You understand why?
He has the right to the peros.
Yeah, but it's not Arzucha. In order to bring Bikurim, it's supposed to be your land, right? So that's what the Gemara is about to discuss.
So a sharecropper can't bring Bikurim?
Mm-hmm. Landlord. Also some Bikurim, the flute of Rabbi Yochanan Ish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, his power is Machlod, so Machta Bechol Tov, you should rejoice in all the good, Asher Nasan, Asher Melochot, don't give away my material. No, so Machta Bechol Tov, especially rejoice in all the good that Hashem gave you and your household, at the household. A person can be kurim from his wife's property, but only achar misa, after she dies. But not while she's alive. Why? Because kinya peres, like he gave her away, kinya peres not kinya guf. He has the right to fruit, not the right to the actual real estate. So it's not his real estate, he can't bring it, right? Because only when she dies, because then he inherits her, right? Rabbi Yochanan said, Lo shno mi-michayim hilach misa. It doesn't matter if she's dead or alive. He still gets to bring Bikurim, right? Because he owns Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Guf. When you have the rights to the field, to the fruit of the field, it's tantamount to having the field itself, okay? And therefore he can bring it. Shimon Lakish holds is like he holds elsewhere. The Amar is said, take out the Ein, the Korban Eder takes it out, and the Big Day Sheish has a whole simon about the Yerusha Sabal, and fits very well with taking out the Ein. The Reish Lakish holds, the Amar Adam Yerush is Ishtam Midvar Teicha. He holds a man, inherits his wife, the Raisa. So after her death, it's back in his land that he can bring Bikur. Because he's Yorishur Daraisa. If he's only Yorishur Darabonim, he couldn't bring Bikurim. At least he might be able to bring, but he couldn't read the Parsha, Shonosatul Yashem, right? Because it's not given to him. It's the rabbis gave it to him, not Hashem. But now that Yerusha bows Daraisa, so then he can read Shonosatul Yashem. Now, Daitha Roshim and Lakish, now, what if he, according to Roshim and Lakish, what about during the lifetime? during the lifetime of the wife. So that is Shimon Lagash Loki Deshu. He makes Bikurim, it's not Kodosh. But the Kiddusha comes off. Now, the way the Ribbaz works is he has a long pupil here, which is cute, but I don't really like it. He said, I don't think it's veracity, let's put it that way. But he wants to say that this last mother is going where she makes a Kadosh. And Rabbi Shimon Lagash shows if she makes a kosher, it doesn't work. Because he has the rights to the payros, not her. She can't make a kosher either, so neither of them can make a kosher. Rabbi Yochanan holds if she makes a kosher, he makes a kosher, it's kosher because Kushal Kinyan bears Kinyan Guf. If she makes a kosher, it's kosher until such time as he uproots it from the ground. Because as long as it's on the ground, B'chubilakarka, it's still his, hers. When it's become his, what fruit becomes his, actually, the Ribbaz says? When it's harvested. So it's kadosh while it's on the ground, but paka kadoshasan when you harvest it. I think that's too cutesy. The way I would learn it's like the Pnei Moshe learns it like the Bavli, even though it's not Kipshuto. The Bavli learns it so where he took it off the ground. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, of course, according to Rabbi Shlomo, of course, it's not kadosh because he doesn't know or have rights to the ground. It's kadosh. But they're not fully kadosh. And Pokemon not kadosh doesn't literally mean the kadosh fell off, whereas the kadosh is not complete, and therefore he can bring them to Yerushalayim, but he can't read the parsha of Asher Nasata Li Hashem. And there is such a type of bikurim deraisa. The Gemara Bava Basra discussed at some length. There's two types of bikurim deraisa. It's not that bikurim deraisa where you can read the parsha Adom Asher Nasata Li Hashem, and somewhere you can't. So here, a husband in his wife's property, at least as long as she's alive, can bring the Bikurim Daraisa, because he has the rights to Kiperos and Kineperos, Kinian Guf, but he can't read the Parsha, because it's not his land that he can say, Adam Hashem Esat Ali Hashem. So Pakum Nai Kedushasa means the Kedusha is there, but it's partially not there. Literally, it blew off, because he can't read the Parsha. Okay? Halacha Vav, Nafu Avanim Ushvachos, whose case came. She brought into marriage, or rather the filter where she was married, old slaves. Imachru, now I don't know who's fool enough to buy them. But they're sold. You go look at them and buy land with them. Vuach bears and eats the fruits. Because it's like missing the look, missing some bars, it's hers. Rabbi Shingamil married Lotim Kori, she shouldn't sell slaves. Or you can't force her to sell slaves. A shevach beis aviyah, because it's the honor of her father's house, because these were the slaves of her great grandpappy down south. So therefore, to save them, sell them is not proper. Masdishim sheinosik deitulasa. Now this is also only if they're not making enough to support themselves. Ali moisin are you osing deitulasa? They're making enough to support themselves. Lotim kor. Everybody agrees that she shouldn't sell them. But they can't sell Shadan covered based on your kind because it's still the glory of a father's household. Glory of father's household is definitely there when it also meets the bottom line. It's only when the glory of father's household comes into clash with bottom line, then we have a machlokas. Okay? I knew you'd like that. Novela Zaysu Kfarim's came. They felt her old, not old slaves, but old olives and grapevines. Or olive trees and grapevines. The same idea. Yimach leitzim, sell for what? Yilokach b'em karka and buy with the profits, buy land. V'hu ochel peiros and he eats the fruit. Ehmer lotim koishin, sell the old grapevines and old olive trees and they and shevach b'esavir because they're the glory of the father's house. Same issue. Rabbi Amashe Rabbanat Amon said, and actually it's machlokas here. Rabbi Amashe Rabbanat Amon, Rabbi Amon, named the rabbis in Bavel said, Masnis in our Mishnah is Bishanofu or Zaysim. She got the olive trees, the Lokakon, but not the land surrounding them. Gifonim, she got the grapevines, the Lokakon, but not the land surrounding them. Avinofu or Zaysim, the Karkon, but if she got the trees with land, Gifonim Karkon, grow grapevines with land, Lotokuts, in that case, you can't cut them down and sell them for firewood. Even if they're not producing properly. Shadayin shvach beis aviyah kayom. It's still the honor of father's house, the orchards of the deceased Reb Yankel. It's too injurious to the dear memory of the deceased to sell this property. Okay? Even the grapevines, orchards are not properly producing anymore.
They did about not cutting down fruit trees.
As long as they're still producing properly. Right, that's why we're ignoring it. Good point. But that's, as long as they're producing properly. Says where Abundant Dachar says, I feel enough for love, Zaysim Kakoim, if you got olive trees and their land, their real estate, finding grapevines and their real estate. Nevertheless, despite the fact that she got them intact, since they're old and not producing, lo dami peseso. The Naflu. It's not similar to a true olive orchard which fell to her. Lodami based karma the Naflu. It's not similar to a true vineyard which fell to her. And therefore, you can sell the trees. You don't have to keep the trees. Okay? Says the Gemara, Mastisim say le Rabbon and Tamon. The following Mishnah disagrees with the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael and agrees with the rabbis in Bavel, because it says, "Karmani moicher lucha, a vineyard I'm selling you. Even though it doesn't have any grapevines anymore, I raise a mocher." So I said, "I'm telling you my orchard, my grape orchard. They call it my vineyard, right?" Selling my vineyard. If it's called my vineyard, it's called Beckhoffer's vineyard. It's a sale, even though there are no more grapevines there. If it's called Beckhoffer's olive orchard, it's a sale, even though no olive trees anymore. So we see, even without trees at all, it could seem to be grape vineyard or an olive orchard. Kavachomer, if it's got old trees. Right? And surely we should be called an orchard or a vineyard. So therefore it's still Shvacha Besavio, like Rabban and Tamon said. Even if they're old trees and not producing, you still don't sell them. Aye, it's not producing anymore, but it's still Shvacha Besavio because it's part and parcel of the honor and glory of yesteryear.
Maybe it has the potential they can graft some new vines and so on. And
it may be, but even if without that.
It has the potential.
Yeah.
So maybe
it could be, but it doesn't seem that that's the case because they're being arrived from a case where there are no vines at all or no algae at all. Now, in the interest of truth in advertising, the pshat I just gave you is the Mechamayim, the Orach HaShulchan, the pshat. The Ribbaz is a different pshat here. And the Korban Ebnei Moshe actually changed the girsa. They changed it to Masnisim Yisrael Rabbanan Dehocha. And they have all sorts of other changes, but the Mechamayim does not make a single change in girsa, and it reads pretty smoothly, so I'm going with him. So Masnisim Yisrael Rabbanan Tamon, Karmani Moichelcho Afa Bishem Bukfanim, that's a valid sale, raise a mocher, it's sold, Shalom Mochal Shmo, I'm selling you a name. The website year2000.com is going for $10 million. Talk about it's only a name.
Really?
Yeah. So, till now, it was a website for Y2K problems, which obviously don't exist. But I actually upset. I spent $70 on a computer program to bring my computer up to Y2K, one of my computers up to Y2K speed. $17 wasted. All right. Fortunately, I didn't stockpile anything else. If I sell you a orchard, I only sold the name. Okay. I wanted the Ribbaz, by the way, I should tell you, when it said before, Lodami Beis Zeso, Lodami Beis Karma, when it fell, it's not considered to be the Nuflu because it's about to fall. So it can no longer be considered to be a vineyard it's not considered to be a vineyard which fell to or olive orchard fell to or. So the way that Ritbal says is very strange. I just want to tell you that. He says, Lo Dmei Bezeso Denaflu. It's not the value of a Bezeso which fell to her. Lo Dmei Bez Kamashaflu. It's not the value. So we learned it's not comparable to an olive orchard, and therefore Rabbanan D'Achos told you can sell it. But he learned it's not the value of it. All right. In any event, says Mishnah further, Hamotzi Yitzios Anichse Yishto. If somebody spends money improving his wife's property, Hotiar Beva Chalkima, let's say he spent a lot of money, a lot of expenditures, and he only ate a little bit, obviously he gets the payros. Tough. That's what you get. Right? Vice versa. Also, Kima, he spent a very little. Vachar Bein ate a lot. Rasha Otzi Otzi. That's the concept you'll see me like, right? He can do what he wants. It's tough on her, basically. So it's tough on him. So, Mashoti Otzi Mashochel Achel. Hotzi Velo Achel. What if he made expenditures and did not get to eat? I guess he got divorced before he got to eat. So then, Yishava Kama Otzi, he takes an oath how much he spent. He told him he gets reimbursed for that. Right, Baba Shem Rechim Barashi said, Afil Lo Achel El Mole Chusla. If he only ate a basketful, that's already considered to be enough. He was reimbursed for his efforts. He doesn't get anything more than that. Okay. Now, Rav Asi Amar, it should be Rav Asi said, Vushatei, in the safe of the Mishnah, where it says you can reimburse him. So, now, I'm going to learn it like the Pnei Moshe. He changes around the gears to the next line to make it work like the Bavli. If we don't change around the gears, we can probably use a steam shovel and make the Gemara work as written in front of us, but I prefer not to. So he actually says, maybe just because I'm lazy, but I prefer learning that Bnei Moshe that it should say, Shvach Yoser Alotzah. If the improvement of the field was more than the expenditure put into it, then he gets paid the Otzah, then he gets paid his expenditure. Avolim Otzah Yoser Shvach, but if his expenditure was more than the improvement, because he invested poorly, he spent more than he actually got out of it. Then, Noisin Lo Seshvach, going back to the Gemara in the third, fourth line, Noisin Lo Seshvach, then you give him the Shvach. In other words, that's the principle of the Bavli, of Yorei L'Stei Chaveir Shlo B'Shus. If I go down to your field and improve it without your permission, I get whatever less my expenditure or the improvement. Whatever's less I get. Okay, so that's Yorei L'Tachtoyim. Rav Asi saying in our Mishnah as well, don't think that there's any cook, just because he's a husband, he has some beneficial treatment. Whatever less he gets. If he spent more than he improved it, he gets improvement. If he spent less than he improved it, he gets what he spent. Okay? Says Mara, Maslisa plead al Asi. The following Mishnah seems to argue on Asi. It says, Bukulam Shamin Lambi Idis. It says, anybody who goes down and works their wife's field, and other cases there which are brought down, you give them the best. Now, Edis means the best real estate. But the connotation of that is obviously we give him Yod El Yon, we give him more, as much as we can, which means we give him whatever's more, the expenditure or the improvement. Not whatever's less, right? So, the Kulam Shalim Lemis, so it says, my Maslisa bin Tiyot. Interesting, the price is talking about by a field which is made to plant. So that's not, your list stay chaber shalob your shoes, is when I go into your backyard, I planted with corn. It wasn't made to plant corn. So I give you whatever, you give me whatever's less, the my expenditure or the enhancement. But if I go down to your field, which is made to plant corn, and I do the work for you, then how do you have to pay me in that case? What would you guess?
Well,
the share cropper. Okay? So, Mastisim in Tia. Armish is talking about, the Bryce is talking about where you planted a field which is made for planting. So, if you get the best, the guy who went down knows the ship gets the best, and he gets the whatever's more, the improvement or the expenditure. Man the marasi, what that which revises about Bibinyan, is a field which was made for building. It was zoned for building. And he went and planted it, so you get whatever is less. Okay? Says Mar Mastisa Bintio. Masisa Mintia. You want to say the price is talking about but where it's made to plant. How can that be? Lokeh Mar Bereba B'Shem Ravachia Barashi. Afilu Achal El Mole Chusla. It said about the brisa that even if you ate a basketful, that's enough. That's considered to be your compensation. Well, if it's like going down to your friend's field planting it, how come a basketful is enough? Armalaysi said, depends. By a husband, that's a special takona. By a husband, it's a special takona. Oh, no, I see what the question is. I made a mistake. Let me go back one line. Masisa bintia. How can say, if that's the case, bintia, how come he gets whatever's better, more, the expenditure or the or the improvement? Whatever he ate, since he's a husband, whatever he ate, that suffices. He has to get more than that. Because the special didn't buy husbands, since they have the right to eat, do we get whatever they ate? And even that's a basketball. Even if it's many bushels, they get it, but even if it's only a basketball. Says Mar, no, you're right. Armali, kambish achal, kambish loachal, depends. If he got a chance to eat, so whatever he got to eat, that's his reward. If he didn't get a chance to eat, and it was a field which is made to be planted, then we give him like a sharecropper, and we give him whatever sharecropper we get from the best property, because that's our locha. Okay? It's only our Mishnah where it says that we give him whatever's less, that's when it was involved in, he went to a field which was not supposed to be planted. Okay, almost finished. Shomer Yavam Shenoflu Anachosim. A woman, back to Yavamas. This story actually appears in Yavamas itself. Shomer, word for word. Shomer Yavam Shenoflu Anachosim. A woman who got property when she's a raised Shomer Yavam. Money Mesham Bezil, Bezham Bezil, both continue to be Mocheres Venosenes. If she bought, if she sold or gave the property at that time, Kayam, the evidence, okay. Mesa, what if she dies when she shomeres Yavam? Mayasa b'ksuva, so what do they do with her ksuva? In other words, her dowry. And chosim yed nichnasi b'yatzimah her nichsei milok. Beishama, the property which goes in and comes out with her. Beishamim, yachluku yarshab yarshabal, they split it. Because we don't know who to which goes, so therefore when in doubt, split it. Beishamim, and chosim b'chaz kosim, the property remains where it is. Meaning, Ksuva becheskas yorshe abau, the ksuva, which is the dowry which came to the husband, right? That remains with the husband, right? The nechasim nechnasim v'yotzima, and the nechasim ilog, which she would have gotten back, becheskas yorshe abau, that goes to the inheritors, the heirs on her father's side. Okay? Ask more, I don't understand. Hochan amer melchav v'chas v'noses kaim. Here, you say, it seems to be a contradiction. In the Rishon Mishnah, you said if she sold or gave, it's valid. Which sounds like she's in charge, right? At least it's certain thing. V'achiyed at the end, which means that all property should be considered under her jurisdiction. V'achadam ra'achlok yorshevam yorshev. But the end of Mishnah said they divide it up. So they divide it up and see we're not sure whose jurisdiction it's under. So how do we reconcile the Rishon and say for the Mishnah? So says Marbi Khina said, hey, Dr. Marmachesano said it's kind of it says valid, but Shinoflu Achlo Nasi Shomeres Yavam. The property fell to her before she even became a Shomeres Yavam. So therefore the Yavam should have no claim on it. Because it came fell to her before she became a Shomeres Yavam. Fain Dr. Marachloku, that which you're not sure of yours, then Yorchloku Yoshivam Yoshav, the way that they split up, but Shinoflu Mishinasi Shomeres Yavam. That's the filter when she was a Rei Shomeres Yavam. So therefore, already, the way the Korban says it, if he ain't Zika, then he says that it's already has a Shaychus to the right. To the Yavam, and that's why we're Sufak, maybe that Shaychus is strong enough, that therefore, if she dies, the Yavam splits it up with the Yorshim on the other side. Okay? Period. Naflu, it says v'naflu, but it should be naflu. Naflu achinatsi shemeres Yavam. What if the property filter after came shemeres Yavam? Vasu peros mishnatsi shemeres Yavam. And it didn't produce fruit. So commotion nafla mishnatsi shemeres Yavam. So this is more of the same thing. That since they felt her when she was a Shomeres Yavam, oh, it's a mistake. I made a mistake. Nafla ad shel, it should mean a commentary changes it. Nafla ad shelonase Shomeres Yavam. The property felt her before she became a Shomeres Yavam. Right? But the fruit was produced when she became a Shomeres Yavam. The fruit was produced afterwards. So could that fruit is close enough to be Shnas and Shemes Yavam. It's like any private filter which should become Shemes Yavam, that they split it between the heirs of the husband and the heirs of the wife. And if she sold it with the Yavet, it's considered to be a valid sale. Omer Ezer said, Ha'en Yavam Da'achot Tzarech L'Beis Shammai. The Yavam which we're dealing with here, Beis Shammai, I was not sure, Kibalu or Eina Kibalu, was he like husband or not? If it's like a husband, Yorish is a kol, he should inherit everything, right? Im ein kibal, if he's not like a husband, lola Yorish, go, why should he inherit anything? Why should he inherit anything, right? So, they split it up. The Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel, that's pshit loshu kibal. He holds that it's obvious that the Yavam is like a husband. Therefore, should it inherit everything? So why doesn't he get the nichsei milog? Shafilu shekein afilu ach. Even the deceased brother, her husband, ain't lo ole el achilas peres vad. He didn't own the nichsei milog. What right did he have in nichsei milog? Property which she would have gotten taken out with her if she would widowed or divorced. He just had the right of achilas peres. So that's what Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel says, everything goes to the husband's family except for the nichsei milog, which the husband's family never really had a true ownership on. And that her heirs get. Okay? So it says, time Rabbi Yosha. Rabbi Yosha says, Yosha, Yoshim Ksavasa, the heirs of inherit Ksuva, meaning the Yavam's family, Chayami Krasa, they have to bury her. Rabbi Yosha said, Yeshakech. He laughed at these Rabbi Yeshua. Ava Srichalon. If Rabbi Yeshua not told us this, we would have had a question. Me'acha she'en lo ksuva en lo kvura, just because she has no ksuva, does she not get buried? The Kasha. Would you actually ask a question like this? Elisha she'en lo ksuva, a woman doesn't have ksuva she'en en lo kvura, do you think she doesn't get buried? Of course, the Yavam's family has to bury her. What's the Shaila? Says, no, there's a Shaila. Yisha afa pishen lo ksuva si'esh lo kvura. A regular wife, even though she doesn't get a ksuva for whatever reason, she was moichulit. She wasn't. She was mekachto. She was a bula. Whatever. Nevertheless, yesh lo kvura. She's buried because she's a wife. But here, im yesh lo ksuva, yesh lo kvura. Here, was she actually related to the Yavam? No, never related. Well, except for Zika, right? But there wasn't true husband. There wasn't true husband, right? He says.
What about Arusa?
What? Arusa, I don't remember who's Chayla Kvura, I forgot. I'm sure we saw it a few days ago, but I don't remember.
Everything seems to be going along in the same
Yeah, but no, so but the Pnei Moshe Ivama says that he can say that which I inherit. I might have thought that he could say that which I inherited is the property is not because I inherited her. I inherited my dead brother. So therefore he might want to get out of doing the Kvura. And that could be even with Zika. It could be Zika, you know, he takes over his dead brother, but never fully married her. Maybe you're right. Maybe it must be a Rusi Nachai de Kvura. It must be only in the Suah. I don't know if I can find it that quickly, but let me just finish. So, hey, look, so here, Takya, the only reason he has to bury her is because he inherited her Ksuva. Takya, here, hey, look, Ksuva, she had no Ksuva for him to inherit. And look, Kvura, she would not have gotten buried. So therefore, this is a spare time over here. Taka would have said, and not for the ksuba, he would not have had the barrier, again, because he never was fully her husband.
Let's just see if we can find the, look at this halacha. I mean, the fifth, that
must have been Thursday
when I was here. No, yeah. No, it was a while ago. I mean, I could have been when you were here anyway. Tashmish Amitha, I find the Lochus, I find Maisa Yadayim, Truma. Good question. Here, it's on page, I found it. It's on Kof Chesem Rav. A long time ago, he says, it just says, Nises, yes, or about you, Eichel Peres, but Chayev, and Chayev is on the set of Pure Chronic Frosa. Not Chayev, for Arusa. Only Nises. So it's very good in comparison, which Arusa, which Arusa, Yavah. Shkoyach, it's worth waiting that extra 2 minutes.